This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are millions now waking up to the fact that they have been used in some sort of nefarious scientific experiment, and many are suffering serious physical side effects as a result. We can clearly see in the evidence presented by Dr. Yeadon's crew at HowBadIsMyBatch.com that different batches of the same vaccine are being deployed and monitored on a set schedule. And studies from New Zealand and Spain have shown that there is cutting-edge nanotech in the Pfizer vaccine. It is a massive human experiment. It's killing people, injuring people, and destroying people's immune, neurological, cardiovascular, and reproductive systems. People who trusted their government, and people who trusted the pharmaceutical industry. Trust is a beautiful thing with someone close, but not with strangers we see on the television. And there is never a good reason to trust your government. When a bloated government's main concern is profit and war, then psychopaths with degrees will be funded to research and develop more efficient ways of killing and controlling people. This has been going on for a long, long time. In 1932, the U.S. Public Health Service began the Tuskegee Syphilis Experiment. Patients were lied to about being treated for syphilis and were unknowingly kept sick and made worse. During World War II, the Russians were using unsuspecting political prisoners to test lethal poisons on. The U.S. tested mustard gas on soldiers. The Japanese tested biological weapons on Chinese prisoners. And the infamous Angel of Death, Dr. Joseph Mengele, was performing all sorts of horrific experiments on people in the concentration camps. Researchers at Vanderbilt University gave pregnant mothers radioactive iron in what they were told were vitamin drinks. In the 1950s, Dr. William Sweet was funded by the government to inject unsuspecting patients at Massachusetts General Hospital with uranium. Immunology expert Chester Southam injected prisoners in Ohio with cancer. The University of California experimented on newborns by freezing them and injecting air into their brains. Israeli doctors killed tens of thousands of Arab children with radiation poisoning. And in Montreal, Canada, Dr. Ewan Cameron was treating hundreds of patients with the same bizarre procedure. Whether they were seeking a remedy for schizophrenia, depression, or an injured leg, Dr. Cameron treated them all by putting them into a chemical coma for up to months at a time while subjecting their bodies to electroshock. And just a few years prior to this, Dr. Cameron was invited to the Nuremberg trials for a psychiatric evaluation of Rudolf Hess. Perhaps the darkest and most prevalent experiment on humanity prior to COVID-19 is MKUltra, an endless web of inhumane projects primarily involving trauma-based mind control and the torture of children. While legacy media often shows you the lurid sex and drugs aspect of MKUltra, they don't show you the congressional testimony of victims who were kept in cages, raped, and tortured as children in part of the U.S. government's human radiation experiments.
I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. The first significant memory took place at Kansas City University in 1966. Don Ebner took me there by plane when my mom was out of town. I was in what looked like a laboratory, and there seemed to be other children. I was strapped down, naked, spread eagle, on a table, on my back. Dr. Green had electrodes on my body, including my head. He used what looked like an overhead projector and repeatedly said he was burning different images into my brain while a red light flashed aimed at my forehead. I felt drugged because he had given me a shot before he started the procedure. When it was over, he gave me another shot. The next thing I remember, I was with my grandparents again in Tucson, Arizona. I was 4 years old.
The victims were given an apology by a smirking President Clinton, which is more than most victims have ever gotten. nothing has changed. These are only a few of the many illegal human experiments that we know of, and there has never been any justice.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I could care less about Hollywood stars. I could care less about politicians. I could care less about anybody but my family and other hard-charging patriots that love liberty. But I get some butterflies and excited and was pacing up and down before she got here because I am extremely excited to have MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, from Georgia's 14th District with us right now, because out of all the great people, there's quite a few good people in Congress, quite a few bad ones. I got to say, she's probably my favorite. You know, there's a few good ones up there, but I tell you, she is just the most genuine, and she's the most popular of anybody that got elected in the last round, but the system's coming after her big time. She's up for re-election. We're going to tell you all about that, mtgforamerica.com. And I wanted to talk to her about the tipping point and the global awakening and the elites against the people. And I said, what do you want to cover first, right before we went live? And she said the first thing on my list, and my list was in this folder. She hadn't seen it. So we are definitely synced up right now. So, MTG, it's great to have you in Austin, Texas. It's amazing to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to be here with you, Alex. I think this is some of the most fun type of interviews I can do. So I'm so happy that I'm here.
Well, we're all excited to have you here. It's amazing. So I don't want to try to recreate what you said. Repeat what you said before we went live about how the establishment sees us now that you've gone from Georgia as a business lady and a mother and a patriot. Now you've been there 2 years. You've been in the belly of the beast. You had a great description of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, for me, what I see, and I'm just a regular person, I've never been in politics before, and going to Washington, the most disturbing thing that I have found is that the people in Washington, it's like a little bubble, and it's this tiny little world. And if you really look at it, it's a small percentage of people, but they truly look down on the rest of America, and they think that everything they think in their little bubble and what they want for our country is the most important thing, but they look down on the common American man and woman, and they just don't care. They're so disconnected. That's why all they want is like war in Ukraine instead of even thinking about, you know, truckers who deliver food and supplies. They don't even care about kids wearing masks. They don't care about our border with fentanyl pouring across, killing young people and being the number one cause of death, not COVID-19. And it just bothers me so much. They treat me as if I'm some kind of crazy person, or like I have three horns coming out of my head. But what they don't understand is they're the ones that are crazy, and they're the ones that are so disconnected.
Well, that's the gaslighting that they're engaged in. I mean, if you look at it, the trends worldwide are to populism and the people, not even about conservative or liberal. And deep down, they know that. They're trying to gaslight us. At least the controllers at the top are. But I think the average leftist, I agree with you, actually does think you've got five heads or I've got six heads, and that they actually believe their own BS.
I think they do, too, and I tell you why. I think they're really scared of the American people because here's what they do know. They know that if the American people actually woke up from the dream that they're living in, the so-called American dream where it's more like entertainment at like Roman games or something like that, And I think the elites in Washington, you know, the ones that sit in the think tanks, the political consultants, the neocons, the ones drumming the drums of war, if they really look hard at America, they know that the American people can end everything they're trying to do if the American people wanted to. So not only do they look down on the American people, because they can never make it a day in our shoes, never make it a day in your shoes where you're working, you get up early, you go to work, you balance your checkbook, you pay your bills, you're not in debt like the federal government is, you're taking care of your kids, driving them to school, helping them with homework, you're making all the right decisions for your family. And they couldn't do it, not a single day, like the American people can and do.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. I mean, you had a good idea of this when you ran for Congress and won. But now you've seen it. And I've been around these people, you know, as well over the 20-plus years I've been on air. They literally pull you aside. They're like, why are you helping the average scum? They're commoners. I'm like, no, you're the scum. People need to know how these corporate elitists, not just Democrats, some Republicans, literally their whole world is that they're an elite and you're scum. And then they tell you America's scum and America's bad and America's racist when this elitism is beyond racism. They hate everybody that isn't part of their power structure, including independently wealthy people and middle-class business owners. They want full control. It's like in that movie, There Will Be Blood, that's based on a famous novel that's based on a composite of real oil men. And there's this one guy that becomes one of the top oil men, and he goes, I have a competitiveness in me. I don't want anyone else to succeed. Well, that's not what America's about. It's about competitiveness, and we want to see everybody succeed. These people literally do not want to see anybody succeed but them. What was the journey running like for Congress and winning by record numbers and being demonized and attacked and being the woman in the arena that Teddy Roosevelt talked about? What has that process been like? Because it seems like in the last 3 years it's made you stronger, not weaker.
It's made me stronger because I know who I am, and I know exactly what the American people think and feel. And going to Congress for me was all about taking what I know can happen at home, what I know it takes to be successful, and taking that into Congress in the place where I see failing America, completely failing the American people. It's been crazy. It's been the wildest ride. I feel like I'm in a movie every single day. And here's what I can tell you. When I got there, this is what they told me. Marjorie, that's not how we do things. You see, they wanted me to come there. They want all the new members of Congress to come and learn.
Ooh, so talk about that. Talk about, so I mean, how did it happen? Kind of pull you aside, take you to lunch? What happens?
Well, it just comes gradually from different people. And so they have their committees, everything set up on committees. And what you have to do is you have to vote the way the chairman or the leaders of the committees want you to vote. And that's how you're being a team player, and that's how you're doing the right thing. And if you're not doing that, then they want to minimize you. They want to punish you. They want to push you out. They do not want your bills or your voice to be, you know.
So you're saying it's not just the Democrats doing this, it's the Republicans.
Oh, 1,000%. It's both parties. Mm-hmm. They do it. Because here's the truth, Alex. It's really a uniparty in Washington. See, there's very few people on the outliers. It's mostly a uniparty. And that's why the power that swings back and forth, the pendulum swinging back and forth, it never changes. It doesn't matter if it's Republicans in control, Democrats in control. We're still where we are.
Well, that's right. So who's more evil? Somebody like AOC that's an admitted communist that flies first class and wears $8,000 outfits, but says a hard-working mom or dad, you know, running a business, making $50,000 a year is greedy. Is she bad because she admits she's evil? She admits she's out in the open. Or is somebody like Mitch McConnell more evil because he claims he's with us, but he makes sure that that power structure stays in place?
Well, there's a big comparison there. I would say AOC is definitely anti-American. She's against our American ways. She's a communist.
She's honestly about it.
Yeah. She's honest about it, though. She'll tell you. Whereas Mitch McConnell, he lies to your face. He says he's a Republican. He's the leader in the Senate of the Republican Party, but he's married to Elaine Chao, and they're fully bought and paid for by China.
On record.
On record. And everyone knows it, but no one does anything about it.
Like Feinstein, just like Pelosi, just like Swalwell, they're literally on the payroll of the CCP.
Yeah, absolutely they are. And so are many others. think about it. How for decades now, corporations, the American corporation, they have totally blended into the system in China, in the CCP. And what has that done to us? It's completely sold out the small businesses, sold out the Americans, sold out the American taxpayer, sold out the people that love our country and will do anything to stand for our freedoms. And that's what we care about. But it's these people in charge, and it comes from lobbyists. It comes from former members of Congress who become lobbyists. And they push these policies that sell America out to China. And so are we in trouble? Oh, yeah, we're in big trouble. And it's you know, sometimes I wonder, is it too late? But I don't think so. I think I still hold on to hope constantly because I do believe in the American people. I think the American
I mean, I believe in you. I mean, I know you're for real. I know your voting record's amazing. And I know you're an example of a grassroots, hardworking, smart person standing up and going against the system. And if you can inspire others and if we can inspire others, we're going to win this fight.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it because I think it's regular people that can win the fight. And this is something that we're seeing. We're seeing parents going to their school boards and fighting on behalf of their kids. But I think they have to keep going. It's not enough to just go to your school board and demand to stop this mass.
It's not enough to back them off. We got to remove these criminals.
Absolutely. We have to get them out of their position.
MTG in the house, ladies and gentlemen. That sounds better than DJT. Who knows? Maybe she'll be his vice presidential candidate coming up in a year. But she's running for Congress right now. Keep her in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man...
Well, we got the little angel from Georgia with us right now, the MTG. And I got to tell you, I like Devin Nunes. He did a great job down his left to run the social thing with Trump. I really like Jim Jordan. I really like Matt Gaetz. I really like so many great people. But I got to tell you, MTG, every time I see you on TV, there's no... No telling what you're going to be saying, but it's always true. And you're so popular because people can see you're unscripted, but you're really smart and you're real. And that's scaring the power structure.
Well, thank you, Alex. I hope so, because I'm tired of the power structure. They've sold out our country and they're selling out our kids.
And that's where you wanted to go next. And I happen to have a giant stack of news. So let me just read a few headlines because you can't make this up. This is from KTLA. Okay, that's one of the biggest stations in the country. Get ready for this. Outraged parents demand answers after non-binary male counselors were allowed to sleep in fifth-grade girls' cabins at school-sponsored camp event. There's video of biological men sleeping with the fifth-grade girls. It gets worse. Facebook LGBT activist caught in alleged child sexting operation flying to Indiana, number four at Facebook to have sex with a 13-year-old. This one, trans swimmers face off in Ivy League. We told you this would all be men in women's sports. Trans swimmers face off in Ivy League meet, and the results up in transphobic arguments against their participation. Yahoo thinks it's great because both men competed against each other. What does that even mean? Transgender Ivy League swimmers face off, and it goes on from there. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't hate somebody if they want to be a woman. They think they are. But I love even how Fox News says two women competed. Like, two women in a federal prison had a baby. Or two women in a state prison had a baby. No, a man saying they're a woman did it. This is incredible gaslighting going on. And MTG is here to give her take on this. So much to deal with there.
Oh, I think it's straight evil. First off, if I was a parent and my fifth grade daughter had to sleep and shower in some kind of cabin at some summer camp that I paid money to send my child to, and there was a man calling himself a woman sleeping in her cabin, showering with her, he'd be in jail. He would be in jail. Well, first off, my husband would have beat him into the ground, and then he'd be in jail. But this is exactly how we need to stand up against this stuff. And then the men, this guy, Leah Thompson, I'm sorry, that's William, and he's not a she, he's a he should not be competing in women swimming. Anytime he wins, he did not win. Whoever came in second place, the real girl in the race, she's the winner. He should be thrown out of swimming completely. All of the men, I do not care about, it shouldn't matter about what they do in their bedroom. If they want to wear a dress, fine. But what they're doing is they are defeating women. It's about beating women down, and the left stands up for it. And this is where America needs to say enough. Most Americans agree that this is wrong, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't know why Fox News or anyone else goes along with the whole pronouns, the he's and the she's and whatever. These are men. We need to call them what they are. They're men. That makes them a he, a him, and not play this pronoun game anymore.
And let's expand on that. Dave Chappelle is no conservative. He came out and said, listen, women need their own space. Just like everybody else does. I have three daughters, but even if you don't have daughters, can you imagine what it's like to have full-grown men around the country showering with your daughters because they say they are biologically a woman. This isn't just other male students that claim they're female. This is adults, and this is causing people just to totally freak out. And like you said, they're stealing women's spaces, and children are being taught with drag queen story time that a big fat man in a clown outfit is a woman. I'm sorry, that's not a woman. That's a big fat man or a little boy dressed up like a girl. This is all very, very sexualization of children. In fact, I can't show this video in Austin. Part of what we have, they had men on stage with little kids giving them money who had no G-strings on, saying they were women with glitter on their genitals and hugging little kids. Naked men, this is 4 years ago in Austin, naked men literally grabbing children.
No, that's how did we get here, Alex? I can't even understand that. That should never, ever happen, ever. This is so evil. I can't even believe these videos. No, but here's what we have to do. We have to draw the line in the sand and say we are not willing to cross it. This is such perversion, but it's also grooming children. It's grooming them to believe things that are lies and that are completely wrong. No, children are not born a certain way thinking they're another gender. It's their parents that are training them that way. It's these mothers that think it's like a handbag. They need to have a boy, a girl, and a trans child, like as if there's some kind of accessory.
A status, exactly. It's like Hollywood stars and all the things they've engaged in. Exactly. Look at this photo of the progressive leftist not wearing their mask, but showing how the kids all wear a mask. It's literally a rite of passage that they have destroyed a child. They've enslaved them in their MKUltra operation.
Oh, it's sick. And then, yeah, they don't have masks on, and the kids have to be masked. And it's just, it's completely wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Here's what we have to do. We have to speak out. I don't think it's wrong to stand up and say, we aren't going to tolerate this. Men, get out of our bathroom, get out of our sports. These are our private places.
And think about how it's done in the name of helping women. Oh, we're going to let, it's like that huge 300-pound dude going, it's ma'am, while he smashes the store because the guy's like, hey, dude, come on up. It's like a huge dude with pink hair. Hey, bro, come on up. Oh, it's a ma'am! It's a ma'am! It's an excuse to mess with people. Weird psycho dudes.
Yeah, no, it's really disturbing. But here's what bothers me the most is so many good men are silent with it. They won't say anything, Alex. Like, they don't stand up and protect us. We want men to, real men to stand up and say, we're not going to allow you in our daughters' bathrooms. We aren't going to allow you in our girls' cabins at camp. We aren't going to allow you to beat down our women and our daughters. But we need
like
to
in the UFC or other, not the UFC so much, but other MMA fighting, they let biological men literally kill women in some cases.
Yeah, that's what they would love to do. They would like it. It's like they want it to happen, and I can't comprehend it. I don't understand it.
I mean, look at this dude. He looks like Frankenstein. Oh, the top weightlifter is a man in the women's sports. The top bodybuilder in women's sports is a man. The top swimmers, the top three, are all men. They're all men. They're all men. They're men. And we sit here and let these leftist, weirdo, sicko groups send a man in to women's sports to unseat them. That is just sick.
It is sick, and then they praise them. And I'll tell you, I've been an athlete most of my life. I've competed. I've been in plenty of races. I've competed in CrossFit. My daughter's a D1 athlete in college. This is such a joke. Actually watching this guy right here go out there and compete against women, beating women, and then, look, yes, celebrating. Oh, wow. Wow. And then people allow that to happen. I mean,
it's
what a
fat
mockery.
Slob that beats up on girls.
Yeah, that's right. A fat slob that beats up on girls. And we sit there and tolerate it. And then we sit there and say, oh, we have to be nice. We don't want to hurt his feelings and call him a woman and allow him to do that.
And look, he's got his ding-a-ling bouncing around his pants. I'm sorry, but he didn't even have the nerve to cut it off.
Yeah, well, they can't. If they're going to go all the way, they should go all the way.
And I'm not attacking these people. I'm not even against him. He's obviously completely mentally ill. Because who's going to go out and compete?
I'm against him.
Well, I'm saying I don't hate him personally.
I don't hate him personally.
I hate what he's doing.
Yes, I'm completely against him.
Stay right there. MTG is in the house.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it. Because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
MTV is on fire as usual. A really powerful woman, a powerful mother, a powerful member of Congress that scares the entire corrupt political system. And I'm telling her, I got 100 topics to cover, but I said, where do you want to go next? And she's got a lot of inside baseball on Congress and roll calling votes. And also I asked her, hey, I'm hearing everybody's really excited. 30 members of Congress are not running again. Democrats, she said, oh, that's not the good news you think it is. So she'll tell you about that as well. Take it away.
Yeah. So, Alex, so here's the thing. You know, we're hearing about all these people retiring, and we're hearing about 30 Democrats retiring. But the real question is, who's coming in behind them? If they're retiring from their seat, a lot of those seats are Democrat districts. They're not necessarily being flipped to a Republican. So what kind of Democrat will take their place? And I'm afraid it could be the wrong kind. That just means the progressives will get stronger and the squad will build. So,
and you're not just saying that. I've seen the numbers. They're pushing a lot of moderate Democrats in almost everywhere, and like actual communist AOC America haters are getting in.
Yeah, no, that's what they want, because they're so extreme. They're so radical, and they definitely want to build the Democrat caucus that way. They want the entire Democrat conference to be progressive. That's what AOC is trying to do. She's pushing her power. But here's something that a lot of people don't understand about Congress. So most of the bills that get passed are passed by voice vote. That is until this year. And, you know, everyone remembers the story of me being kicked off committees. Not that big of a deal, because Democrats are in control and Republicans can't really do much on committees anyways when the Democrats control the House.
And that was a badge of honor.
Absolutely. Because that means, you know what? That means the swamp knew exactly who I am. They knew that I wasn't going to hand over my...
They didn't want you looking at the legislation. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, they didn't want me... They know I'm going to stand my ground. I'm not going to say, oh, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll vote however you want me to vote. I'm willing to go along. They know that I was there for a reason, to actually do what I told my district, my voters, I would do. And so when I lost my committees, I started sitting on the House floor. And I don't know if you've ever heard this story, but I started sitting on the House floor. And what I wanted to do is learn the process. And so I started watching them debate the bills back and forth. And they would, the person in the chair that was supposed to be Speaker Pelosi, she would, or he, whoever it was with a mask on, I had no idea, but it usually wasn't Nancy. They would ask for the voice votes. And so after they debated the bill, the Democrats would say, yay. And then the Republicans on our side would say, nay. And then the person sitting there in the speaker's chair with the gavel would say the bill passed. And like 10 members of Congress would have voted saying yes or no.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. And so what I started doing is I started using floor procedure. And I started asking for roll call votes. So they would debate the bill back and forth. And then this person in the chair, you know, speaker mask face or whoever it is, would ask for the voice votes. And before the bill would pass, I would say, Madam Speaker, I ask for the recorded vote. Well, that means that all members of Congress had to come in and actually vote. You see, we have a voting card, and we're supposed to use it. It's supposed to be an electronic vote, and it should record all of our votes, whether it's yes or no. And so I would put my – we all are supposed to put our card in there, push yes, no, or present. I don't even know why there's present, but either yes or no. And I've been doing this since February. The House Freedom Caucus joined in with me. And at this time, Alex, we have over 500 bills that are on record that you can actually look up. Any member of Congress, you can look up their vote and even see, did they even show up for work that day? Did they actually vote? Did they vote yes? Did they vote no?
What you're saying is they're doing it not just to manipulate the votes, but to hide the record.
That is exactly what I'm telling you. So they all love to vote by voice, because then you don't know how we vote.
And I noticed Crenshaw, who is one of your main targets, and I agree with you, he's a very disingenuous individual overall, and a Davos Group graduate of Klaus Schwab, unless he wants to come on the show and challenge that, he's on their website. He got up a few weeks ago when he was endorsing this new candidate, and he said, don't listen to the Freedom Caucus. They're lying. They don't really vote conservative. I do. And people went and fact-checked him, and it wasn't true. So that blew up in his face. So he's, I guess, really pissed there's a record that you have such an amazing record and so many others do.
That's right. And it's because I was willing to ask for recorded votes starting back in February. And then by the end of March, Freedom Caucus had joined me, and we have a floor schedule. And we've kept the schedule so that every time Congress is in session, every time we're voting, we are calling for recorded votes, and so that no one can slip away. We should be held accountable. That's
and I was aware of you doing that, and I was aware it enraged them a year or so ago. They kind of shut up, though, because they didn't want too much attention on this.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so this is why...
Talk about a watchdog, folks. And you never bring this up, but even though you won with a record level in Georgia, they're coming after you. They got PACs after you. They're running scams. We need you to win with a record level, or they could remove you from Congress when you're such an important person there. How do people donate to MTG?
Well, I really appreciate you asking that. So it's so important. I'm only supported by regular people. I don't take money from lobbyists or PACs. MTGforAmerica.com, MTGforAmerica.com. It's your $5 donations, $25, maybe even $100. That's what helps me get reelected. And just if you help me out, I'm so grateful, and it'll send me back to Congress so I can keep putting Congress on record.
Well, absolutely. I mean, listeners get this. My listeners are awesome, and I have all these great people on that I support, but you particularly. It takes money to win wars.
Yes, it does.
And if we had the money that George Soros and the globalists did, we'd have no problem. We don't. We have pockets of resistance, but because freedom's so popular, we're able to still hold them back and have victory despite that. But it's so close. The margins of victory for your family and your future are so close. No matter where you live in the United States, you need to donate right now to Marjorie Taylor Greene's reelection campaign. There isn't a better champion who isn't afraid of the censors, who isn't afraid of the demonization, who they wanted expelled from Congress, who they want arrested for not wearing a mask. I mean, you know a person by their enemies, and the enemy of me and my family absolutely goes into a red rage over you. That makes me love you even more.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, it's true.
That's amazing.
We got the same enemies.
Yeah, absolutely we do. Well, you know, it's the elites in Washington, and it's really those that serve the global economy. That's the biggest problem. You know that, Alex? Those that really don't care, they claim they care about our country.
But they've sold us out.
Talk
about America first versus the globalist.
Well, what it is, you know, and I think the American people know it. The American people are so smart, and they know exactly what's going on. I think that's why there's so many people in our country that don't engage and don't vote, and we need them to engage and we need them to vote, and that's why primaries are so important. But the difference is so many people in Washington, you know, it's the most powerful place on earth.
Richest city on earth.
Yes, it is. And it's a dangerous place. And people get sold out. And
isn't it crazy? It's the richest place on earth and the most dangerous.
It is the most dangerous. Well, it's a dangerous place because it steals people's souls. You know, I think so many people go there with good intentions, but there's such great temptations in Washington, and it's easy to get sucked in. And before they know it, and before they realize it, next thing you know, they're actually voting, and they're actually investing, and they're actually making deals to serve countries like China and not America. And that's what's happened. It's really sad.
I totally agree. When we come back, we'll hit whatever topics you want. But what do you make of Bill Maher even coming out and saying the left is evil, the left supports communist China? What do you even make of him saying censorship's wrong? It seems like even a lot of people that have been leftist get now that it's an authoritarian movement.
Well, I think it's interesting hearing him say that. And I don't know him at all, so I'm not sure. But I hope he's being sincere in what he's saying. You know, it's really the thing. What upsets me, Alex, I'll tell you this. When I got kicked off of my personal Twitter account, I still have my congressional account, but I'm limited on what I can say there. I can't campaign for myself. I can't fight certain fights. I can't ask for money. But this is what upset me, Alex. So many of my Republican colleagues stayed silent.
That's right.
And the Republicans are the ones constantly saying that they're going to fight big tech and they're going to hold them accountable and they're going to stop censorship and protect free speech. But it's Republicans are the ones that are failed. And I would
let's
really
talk about that. We got to go to break. Hard break. But you can find her on Getter at MTG for America and at MTGforAmerica.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation great reset combine trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
To the truckers in Canada and what's happening with the truckers now traveling across the United States to D.C. and the feds are talking about putting up barriers and fences around the Capitol again. So much going on. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, what is your view on Canada and the Great Reset and everything?
Well, I think it's something to really be scared of. This is the country that's just north of us. We share the border, the northern border. And here we're seeing Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, act just like his father. He's turned into a dictator. And I think that should terrify every single American. But what is so disturbing to me, Alex, is the truckers. These are the very people that provide food because they drive, they deliver all the supplies, critical supplies, medicine, clothes, you know, people's food, everything that we need to survive comes from truckers doing their hard jobs. And it's the truckers were the ones that were so willing to stand up against the tyranny in Canada with these vaccine mandates. But yet we're seeing Justin Trudeau turn into a dictator, declare martial law, and go to shut these people down, arresting them, throwing them in jail. But this is why it's terrifying. The Democrat Party would love to do the same thing. They would love to do the same thing to Americans. And now we have this big truckers convoy going to Washington, D.C. And what's the first bit of news that came out of Washington? The fence is going back up. because now they're trying to make the image that the fence needs to be there because truckers are so dangerous. And that's the biggest lie. And that's the biggest bunch of propaganda that Washington wants to sell to the American people. Truckers aren't dangerous. Democrats are.
They've tried to claim that you and I had never talked until you came on the show a few weeks ago. And I saw you say some nice things about me on a TV show. So we called and got you on. And we're very glad you came on. But they've had thousands, when I say thousands, that's conservative, of articles claiming you and I and Trump planned that violence, that there's a conspiracy, that you need to be expelled from Congress, that I need to be arrested. That's all a giant lie. You want to respond to that?
Yeah, it is a giant lie, because here's the truth. Those are the people that we should be holding accountable, the ones telling those lies. It's that the news media that wants to sell the propaganda and say terrible things about you, Alex, say terrible things about me, calling us names, and selling these lies to the American people. But it's really the federal government that is so out of control and hurting our country, enslaving Americans and $30 trillion in debt, trying to tell us that our children need to be brainwashed with CRT, taught to be racist, that our kids need to be told that they can choose their gender, and that grown men can go in our children's cabins and showers at camp.
It's
outrageous.
So what is your synopsis? You're great at boiling things down. We've looked at every angle. What really happened on January 6th? I see a million people showed up. They had some leftist provocateurs. The Capitol Police basically stood down. They opened the doors. And now almost 1,000 innocent people have been charged with stuff. I mean, this is – and now they're calling every day January 6th. They're calling the truckers January 6th. They're saying arrest everyone. Where do you see this going? Because it seems like Democrats are betting everything on January 6th.
Of course they're betting everything on January 6th. That's all they have. No, actually, what's every day? Every day should be the riots of 2020. That should be every day. That's when the Democrats showed us who they are. And isn't it funny now that Biden is in office? There are no more riots, but has anything changed? Has police violence changed? No, crime has gone up. Have black lives stopped being murdered or black lives stopped being killed? No, they're being killed every single weekend in Chicago.
Like the numbers are up.
Oh, yeah, the numbers are much higher. As a matter of fact, it's so much worse. But the reality is every single day is we should be looking at who Justin Trudeau is. We should be looking at who the Democrats are. Never forget Kamala Harris, Ilhan Omar, funding BLM, sending out these links with the Minnesota Freedom Fund to bail out violent rioters who were burning businesses, rioting in the streets against innocent Americans. That wasn't the Capitol. Those were American cities. And it went on night after night. But the Democrats have shown us who they are. And that should be our focus every single day, not January 6th. You know what happened on January 6th, Alex? There was a lot of beautiful people that had a wonderful time there. And they never want to talk about that. They only want to show the small amount of rioting that happened. They don't want to talk about Ashley Babbitt being shot. They don't want to talk about the other woman that was trampled in the tunnel. That, you know, I've seen the video of what happened.
Oh, it's horrible. They, like, grab her back and kill her and beat her brains out. And, you know, that's the thing. We have a million people there. And then a very small group go in, most of them waved in by police. When you have a Lakers game and they win a championship, you don't blame the 30, 40,000 fans that showed up for the 1,000 people that rioted, but that's what they did here.
Yeah, of course. Well, here's what they should be doing. They should be talking about Ray Epps. We should be talking about the people that were encouraging regular Americans to go into the Capitol. You know, most of the people that were there that day, that was their first time at the Capitol.
Wow.
They didn't know that there was a certain line they weren't supposed to cross. They had no idea that they were supposed to stay behind the barrier because Ray Epps and others had torn them down before they had even gotten there when they had left the Ellipse and walked down to the Capitol. So, yeah, people got charged that day for fighting and different things, but they've been charged, but they shouldn't be rotting away in jail. That shouldn't be happening. But the real question is, why did police just open the doors and tell them they could go in? Were there FBI agents or different informants or people working with the FBI involved in what happened on January 6th? Because that's the truth that we should be talking about. And my biggest question every single time, Alex, is what happened to Nancy Pelosi? And why did she not have the National Guard there? Why did was
that's right? Trump tried to get him, and they blocked him.
He asked repeatedly, and they blocked him. And I was, you know, I don't think.
And by the way, that's on record. They call that a conspiracy theory. That's on record.
Oh, absolutely, it's on record. They want to lie and say it's a conspiracy theory, but it's not. You know, it bothers me. I was a brand new freshman member of Congress. I'd only been there a couple of days. You know, Nancy Pelosi put all of our lives in danger because she refused to have the National Guard. It's as if they.
Well, obviously, you got a million people coming. You should do that.
Yeah. Well, President Trump asked, but they had intel. They knew that there was possibly going to be violence that day. So if Nancy Pelosi cares about the Capitol like she claims, she calls it a temple. Why didn't she have the National Guard there?
I totally agree. So what do you think the deep state and the corrupt system that is out of gas, collapsing, everybody's turning against it, what do they do now to grab victory from the jaws of defeat? That's my concern. Start a war with Russia? What do they do?
I don't know. It's hard for me to even fathom starting a war with Russia. I don't even think that way, so it's hard for me to understand.
Look at her reviewing her troops right here.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, that's all for the camera. She's got to stand out there and talk to them and act like she actually cares. But Nancy Pelosi doesn't care. It's such a, it's just a big charade. And there she stands with her mask, but I guarantee you as soon as the cameras went away, she took it off.
Oh, absolutely. So with 261 days of the midterms, what is MTG's prediction? What's your gut level feeling right now?
I think we're going to take back the House, but to me, it's very important how we take back the House. I don't want to take back the House with a Republican conference that's just going to continue to do the same thing they always do, and that's just work across the aisle with the Democrats. I'm fighting inside my GOP conference, and I have no problem with it. To me, you know, they talk about the Civil War in the GOP. Well, I fully embrace it because I believe that iron sharpens iron, and we need to be the GOP conference that actually does something for a change instead of talking about it on Fox News. You see, I think Republicans have a job to do, and that is to become the American Party. We need to be the American Party.
I agree, not left or right, the American Party.
Yes, the American Party. And I'm working on something with my staff. I can't talk a whole lot about it, but it's called the American Revival. And it's the plan that I think that all of us need to embrace. It's the plan that I think we need to bring our country back, to save our country, and to revive America, not just in our economy, not just our border, but so much about who we are as a people.
Exactly. If we don't know who we are, we can be enslaved. If we know who we are and our mission, we cannot be enslaved. We cannot be defeated. American Revival with MTG at mtgforamerica.com and get her MTG for America. People can also follow your congressional site on Twitter. In 60 seconds, thanks for being here. Closing comments.
Oh, thank you. Well, first off, I would just want to say thanks for having me, Alex, and to everyone watching at home. I really appreciate your support. And if you can support me in my reelection, I greatly appreciate it at mtgforamerica.com. Stay strong, keep fighting, and always keep the faith and the hope, because you can never let it go. No matter how dark it looks, I think it's always important to stay focused on fighting. And I truly believe we can have an American revival, and that's what I'm working on.
Well, you're not afraid to defend free speech, and you're not afraid to defend people that have been ostracized and attacked. That's another great sign. But I just really appreciate your great voting record and all you've done. And everybody out there, there's not a place that you can fight for freedom better than Marjorie Taylor Greene and her reelection. Owen Schroyer and Sunday Live is about to take up the show, and we're going to have MTG's just taped interview with him. It's going to be airing tomorrow on his show right before she came on live with me. So, Marjorie Taylor Greene, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow, that was an amazing 2 hours of The Alex Jones Show. 11 a.m. tomorrow, The Alex Jones Show kicks off. Owen goes live in 2 minutes.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.